is a White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili Honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Ms. Martha Sampson. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shinkai Murakami of Wailuku Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Murakami.
Good morning, Mo'ili'ili Honganji White Way Radio listeners. This is indeed my great honor and privilege to share with you about the heart of the Nembutsu teaching. Since I'm working at Wailuku Honganji Mission on Maui, it is already 17 years and 3 months has passed. Time is flying so fast, and I feel that Maui is truly my sweet home. When I assigned to Wailuku Honganji, we had an incredibly unique gathering at one of the coffee shops. There are a few temple members with their friends gathered, and I was always invited with their gathering. So right after the morning service, I joined with them around 8:30 a.m. and was able to meet with many wonderful people. For the subject or topic is all up to the people. However, whoever started talk about something, everyone shared about their opinions. So time passed so fast, and all of us were so enjoyed morning coffee hours. One morning, someone said as followed, "I don't understand religion, and I think I'm a non-religious person. The reason why I am a member of one of the Christian churches is, after I die, I need someone to do my funeral service." So that morning topic became joining church member is for the funeral. Then someone proudly said as follows, "I already saved my funeral expenses." Then other person said, "I went to the mortuary and I purchased my funeral plan." So everyone proudly talked about their own funeral and provided those expenses and funeral plans. However, I truly felt that it is not other people's matter, but also my own matter. In the guidance of the Jodo Shinshu, it is said, "Gosho no ichidaiji." The English translation would be, "Where are we going after the death?" This statement was come from Renge Shonin, 8th abbot of the Honganji. Gosho means the place after the death. During the services, you heard the following word, "We will become a Buddha," from the minister, or read minister's Dhamma messages on the temple newsletter. Buddha is a highest ranking of the 52 awakening or enlightenment. So where the Jodo Shinshu is expressing that we all become a Buddha, which is highest ranking of the awakened one, which is same ranking as Amida Buddha. However, the person who are having three poisons and full of other evil passions like myself, it will be very difficult for task for Amida Buddha. Even if I have to go to hell, it will be so excused. However, Amida Buddha made his 48 vows to save person like myself. And Shinrashoni explained to us clearly with his written in the Kyogyo Shinsho. As you may know, Shoshin Nembutsuge is clearly explained to us about Amida Buddha's vows and explained to with his Seven Masters Guidance. 親鸞聖人 states the Pure Land as land of the infinite life and a place always shining by the infinite life. As a Honganji minister, I'm having great experiences. The joyful things are meeting with many temple members at the temple services, officiating weddings whenever I had blessed their precious child. Many times asked me to giving their Japanese middle names and so on. Most sad thing is death of our temple members, especially people who are associated with me personally are more difficult. Several years ago, one of the members passed away. This person always attended temple services and very dedicated to Wairi Konganji Temple. The day before this person passed away, he told the family that he wants meet with me. So I went to see him. When I was at his room, he asked me the following with weak voices. Sensei, I know I'm dying soon. Where am I going? I told him as followed. Don't worry, Amida Buddha is always with you. It will be the land of Amida. Then he replied and said, that's right, Namandab, Namandab. Then he closed his eyes with tears. On the early morning of next day, I received a phone call from the family and said, Sensei, his condition getting worse. Can you come now? So I rushed to his house. When I arrived at his house, family told me that he just passed away minutes ago. However, family explained to me that after we met night before, he became so calm and never had pain and suffering. When I officiated his bedside service, his face was so calm, and I truly felt that he is embraced by the Amida Buddha and went to the Pure Land of with him. Namo Amida Butsu has only 6 characters. However, these are all essence, including Amida Buddha's great vows are within these 6 characters that promising to save all sentient beings and be able to reborn into Pure Land of Amida, regardless of where we live or what language we speak. Amida Buddha's salvation is firm and never changed. Shinran Shonin experienced many difficulties in his life, especially when he left Mount Hiei. He had a very difficult time. However, through meeting with the great guidance of the Nenbutsu, he discovered Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion and guide to all of us. Even if it is nearly 800 years have passed, Jodo Shinshu teaching, the heart of the Nenbutsu is here with us. We all are guided by Amida Buddha's infinite light and life and be able to attend our Honganji temples. Without knowing, we all are walking the path of the Nenbutsu and sharing our joy of happiness with others. Jodo Shinshu teaching is for us to aware that we all are embracing by Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion. Once we are able to realize this truth, we will understand or aware of that we are able to reborn into the Pure Land of Amida and become a Buddha. Then, without knowing, the Nenbutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, floating our mouth as a true guide or a true gratitude. When I listen to the Amida's vow, That means we are hearing Amida's promise and be able to be aware which he is saving all sentient beings. The affirmation, and it is said as follows. Hard it is to be born into human life. Now we are living in it. Difficult it is to receive and meet with the Buddha Dharma. Now we are receiving it. So may we all rejoice in Amida Buddha's great guidance and live our precious lives with a Nembutsu as our true guide. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Murakami, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 24th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji Mission. Don't forget to pick up your Kalua Park tomorrow at Moiliilihonganji between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Ms. Martha Sampson, and our speaker, Reverend Shinkai Murakami of Wailuku Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Guikawa Kalu Sherman Thompson.